Roberto, could you just give us the lowdown on Phil Jagielka's injury, what you've discovered, and the expected length of absence?
Well, I think it's too early at the moment to put some sort of a return date on Phil Jagielka's injury. But what's really positive is the news that this medial ligament damage is something that we expected straight away. Our concern and worry is when those injuries occur, there are other structures that they could be damaged, and that's a real hidden problem. Obviously, the meniscus are fine, the cartilage are fine, the cruciates are fine, so it is a medial ligament in his right knee that is damaged, but it's positive news after the injury happened. We were a little bit left on the limbo, not knowing the extent of it, so we had positive news.
As far as the weekend is concerned, two consecutive defeats, I think you made the point that Everton's performance probably merited at least a draw there. How much of a blow to morale these two defeats for you?
Well, I think it's always... In football, you want to have that confidence and that belief, and that comes by playing well and winning. In this case, we only got half of the coin. I think we played well. I think when you get yourself pushed into a position that is having to play away from home in a ground like the Emirates with big spaces, with a team full of confidence, with a two-goal deficit, is a real test of character and a real test of your ability. And I think we responded extremely well to get back and score one goal and create so many open chances, because you don't get that amount of chances when you go away from home into any of the top teams. Is quite impressive, especially when you got a team like Arsenal that they can manage the game well, they keep the ball really well, and they put a lot of bodies behind the ball. So to create those chances is very positive. It's a shame that we couldn't take at least one of those, because it felt that if we were going to try to compete for the last 10 minutes of the game for the 3 points, if the score lines would have been level, I thought we would have been the team finishing stronger. So the positives in the performance is they are the ones that are going to allow us to carry on with our standards and making sure now that we get a good feeling against Norwich in our performance at Goodison.
Despite those results against Arsenal and Manchester United, Roberto, the last 10 games arguably were very tough on paper at the start of the season, but you've done incredibly well as a side so far, haven't you? A quarter of the way to go with the season.
Well, looking back, I think we showed incredible signs in those 10 games, as you mentioned. It was a challenging start of the season with the teams that they finished top eight in last campaign, but we are a little bit... aggrieved that maybe we should have got more points. I thought the performances granted some more points in those 10 games. But even though we know that now we're going into the next 10 games with competition, with teams that probably they're not in those top positions, we know that every game in this competition you have to be perfect and you have to be at your very best to get wins and get points. So I think the standard of the start of the season has been very good, and I think it's allowed us to set the tone and set the standards. But clearly now we need to concentrate in the League Cup, and the only thing that matters is the game on Tuesday and take it from there.
Given that, what does this side now need to do to capitalise on that really good run that you've been having out so far then?
Well, I think it's carry on. It's just an obvious answer. I think we conceded a little bit of too many soft goals, and probably we got disappointed after conceding the first goal. I think we need to just go back into that ruthless way of defending as a team and making it very, very difficult for opposition to get goals. And then from that point on, I think everything else is going to just settle in into a good way of allowing our players to enjoy their football and in that point make sure that the results show that type of performance.
Tim Howard's come in for a bit of stick after the weekend. Would there be a temptation to give Joel a win in the side?
Well, at the moment, as I said, I think Tim Howard has been a really important figure for us, not just on the pitch, in the dressing room. And sometimes you need to understand the goalkeeper is the last man in front of the goal. And when you concede goals, he's going to be the one highlighted. Clearly, when you concede a goal, you want the whole team to see what it could have been done a little bit better to make it harder for the opposition. And clearly, in both incidents of the weekend, I think we all could have done a lot better than allowing Tim to be in that position in the 6-yard box. Obviously, Tim's standards are very high, and his experience is there for everyone to see. And when you concede a goal, I think we all need to take responsibility of that action to do better. But it's nothing that we need to do anything different. Joel has been playing in the Cup and he's been doing really, really well. And that's going to be the case on Tuesday.
With injuries and suspensions, is this good competition for some of the other players to stick a claim?
Well, it is. It is, because I just felt that a couple of players, they've been very unfortunate not to be on the pitch. They've been in terrific form in training. They've been working really, really well. And probably what they needed is a bit of playing time. And on Tuesday, we could get that opportunity, even though it's a game that we want to be as good as we can, and it's a game that we need to be perfect. So it's not a case of making changes for the sake of it. It's if we have to make changes, because the benefit will be there to see fresh legs with players that they got something to show, something to prove, and making sure that the team ends up being stronger by it.
Roberto, Joel got his opportunity because of injury to Tim last season. Are you going into Tuesday night with the message to him that if he impresses, as he has done so far this season, he could get in, you know, without sort of a necessary of an injury, you know, he could force his way into that spot?
I think in football he doesn't go that. You cannot have that sort of long term ambition. The only ambition is to be as good as you can in the 90 minutes you get ahead, or whatever it takes to try to get through into the next round. And clearly whoever's going to be on the pitch on Tuesday, that's going to be the message, and that's going to be the role that we all have to play. So I don't think it's anything unnatural or anything different than any other round that we've been using Joel. And clearly, if you want to be successful over the course of the season, you need to have every player on its toes and ready to perform, and clearly that's the case for Tuesday.
Particularly in the League Cup and in other games this season, you've shown sort of the way you can fight back and get points and wins and go through to the next round from going behind. But are you also on the flip side a bit concerned that in 8 of the 12 games you've played this season you've conceded the first goal?
Not really, no. I think it's something that you don't want to do, but clearly I just felt against Manchester United, for one reason or another, we couldn't react as well as we wanted, even though in the second half we created enough chances to get that reaction in the scoreline. But it's a really good strength to have, that goals, as you know, they change games, but we don't seem to be deflated or affected too much when a disappointment happens on the pitch, and that's a real positive. Obviously you want to win the football game, and if you end up doing that, I couldn't care less that we conceded the first goal. When you don't win the football game, obviously then you want to make it a lot easier for you to win the football game, and the first area to look into is not to allow the opposition to have something to hang on to or to have a lead.
It's great to have a home tie in the League Cup after a couple of away games. Norwich City are going to be difficult. We know what they can do at their best, but struggling to win matches just recently at Goodison Park. I know the fixtures have been difficult, but that's frustrating for you, the players, and for the fans too.
Well, of course, and obviously that's something that we want to make sure that we get a real strong chemistry. Playing at home is a sense of enjoyment. We always look forward to be at Goodison. I think the fans really make a difference, and all we need is to get that win that will give us a bit of momentum, and that will give us a lot of points at the end of the season. But it's something that you need to understand. All these easy solutions are on winning a football game. I think the crowd at Goodison really plays a big part, and the players very much enjoy playing under that voice and understanding. But we need to get that first win that would allow us to grow into a little bit of a momentum, a bit of a run that is what you need in football.
Norwich City made a good start. They've had a couple of defeats recently, but they can be a handful, particularly away from home. And they brought in Dia Mercy and Mbakani on loan, and he can be somebody that's really difficult to get a grip on.
Of course, well, we know him well. He played at Goodison last season as in the Europa League game against Dynamo, and we know him well. I think the real strength of this Norwich side is they got that belief and that confidence and that winning mentality that they developed last season. They're very clever in the way that they play in between lines. They use the width really well, and they are an attacking team that they are built to score goals and win football games, and that's a real refreshing way to see a team that they play that way in order to achieve their goals in the league. Defensively, they're all high energy, very good pressing, and that's going to make it a really interesting game.
Just another word on Phil Jagielka, obviously a pivotal member of this squad. What will you miss while he's out of the squad then?
Well, I think the leadership qualities that you miss on a football pitch, that's obvious. The only thing is I don't want to lose that on a day-to-day, and we'll get Phil around the training ground and making sure that he's playing his role as a captain, because it's very influential and it's very important. When you got so many young players in a squad, we need to have that old head, give them that composure and that know-how. And Phil Jagielka alongside all the experienced players will be very important during Phil Jagielka's absence on the pitch.
That obviously leaves John as arguably the most senior centre half in that squad so far that's fully fit. Is it time for him now to really step up, I suppose, in Phil's sort of stead at this moment in time?
No, I think it's the opposite. I think he needs to just give it naturality and carry on performing in the manner that he's done. And John has always gone from strength to strength. He's always found a way to see the next challenge as a motivating one, and now it's going to be exactly the same. The last thing you want is to lose that naturality. I thought Ramiro, Funes Mori and John Stones look a really strong partnership in the second half against Arsenal, and it'll be good to see more playing time and allowing that partnership to develop.
Just a word on Thursday and obviously Howard's funeral. It'll be a tough day, but you know, how much of a celebration will it be as well?
Well, it will be a tough day, because it was it's such a close presence, the one that Howard Kendall had at Goodison in every home game, and obviously to see Lily and his family is going to be really, really sad. It was a shock. It came out of the blue and overnight. It really shocked the whole family and every single Evertonian. In the other side is a good opportunity to celebrate the legacy that Howard Kendall is going to leave with us in our football club. The memories will never, they'll never lose or never leave our minds. And from our point of view, we want Howard Kendall's career to always be an inspiration for our football club in order to achieve and be successful again in the future.
Roberto, can I just quickly ask about Ramiro? Is the speed and sort of the quality in which he settled and played kind of restored your faith in the South American market? Because it's somewhere you've gone regularly with Wigan before. Mm-hmm. And rightly or wrongly, a lot of people refer to Boselli, as you're probably aware. Has Ramiro kind of restored your faith in that market at all? Or?
Well, no. I think it's very... you open yourself to make very wrong decisions when you generalise. You can't just forget about a market because of a certain individuals. What's clear that the South American market brings a specific individuals that they got an incredible will. They are very competitive. They are prepared to leave their homes and get over a 12-hour flight in order to perform, to fight for a shirt. And I think Ramiro epitomizes that. He's just an incredible fighter. He's a competitive by nature, an outstanding defender, and he's a perfect fit for what we wanted. I don't think it's such a thing as looking into certain markets or not, or restoring faith. I think you develop faith with individuals, and those relationships don't really have a background or a market.
Excellent. Just to ask you, team news-wise, apart from Phil, what are we looking at?
Well, everyone is fully fit. The squad that he travelled to Arsenal, I expect everyone to be available apart from Gareth Barry, that, as you know, he picked up the second booking in the game, and that was the red card, and Phil Jagielka. Everyone else should be available. Brian Oviedo travelled with the team, even though he wasn't in the squad. He should be available for Tuesday, as well as all the other players that travel.